Friday, the 25th of October. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, today we are praying one of my favorite stories when we get to Sunday's Gospel. So I want you all to close your eyes for a moment. The radio is a perfect place for this story to grow, because we're going to hear about a blind person. And the first thing I want you to do is I want you to imagine what it would have been like to have been blind this morning when you got up. So just remember, how did you wake up this morning? Imagine if you were blind. How would you have gone to the bathroom? How would you have brushed your teeth? Have you ever tried brushing your teeth with your eyes closed? I challenge you to try and do it tonight. See if you make a mess. What about how would you find your clothes? How would you find your school clothes? Would you even know if they were the right way round? You might like to try, when you have some time, maybe tomorrow morning, on Saturday morning, you might like to try seeing what things you can do with your eyes closed, and how difficult is it to get up and just do the simple things in the morning if you can't see. What about getting breakfast? How would you eat breakfast? Do you have cereal? Maybe somebody fries you an egg in the morning. Maybe you have pap for breakfast. How would you get your food if you were blind? Would it be difficult? What would be difficult? And now I want you to think about blind Bartimaeus. So Bartimaeus was a person who had been blind, and he lived in the city of Jericho. And clearly, every day, somebody from his family brought him to beg just outside the city. So we can imagine blind Bartimaeus sitting outside the city, begging. And as he's sitting there, I want you to think about what it would feel like to be a blind beggar. I have seen some in Johannesburg, where I live. Have you seen a blind beggar ever? How hard must it be to be trying to beg when you can't even see the people you're asking for help? How would you know they were there? Maybe they have a family with them. Maybe they don't. If they don't, who would help them know? They would have to listen very carefully to hear footsteps coming near, and then to ask, please help me. Huh? So there is blind Bartimaeus. We can imagine him sitting outside of the city, listening. What does he hear? The sound of people walking, the sounds of the animals, the birds, the breeze in the trees. And then he hears a word, a name. He hears a name, and he's heard about this name before. Jesus is visiting Jericho again, and Bartimaeus hears his name, and he knows that Jesus has cured people. Some of them were blind, and he starts shouting, Son of David, Jesus, please help me. Please help me, Son of David. And the crowd are irritated by this. They go, shh, stop, don't make a scene. You're embarrassing us. But Bartimaeus carries on shouting, and Jesus hears him and stops. And Jesus says, bring him to me. And so they go, and they bring him, and they say, come, he's calling you. Imagine what Bartimaeus felt as he got up and as he was led to Jesus. And then Jesus looks at him, and he really sees him. And he does something quite strange, I think. Jesus says to him, what do you want me to do for you? What do you think Bartimaeus felt at that moment? Whenever I read the story, I'm like, Jesus, it's obvious he wants you to kill him. But Jesus asks the question, what do you want me to do for you? And Bartimaeus says, teacher, he uses the word rabbi, can I see? Can I see? And at once Jesus heals him. I love this question that Jesus asks. I want you to close your eyes now, yourself. Imagine that it is you standing before Jesus. Not blind Bartimaeus, but you. With your own needs. And Jesus looks at you. Jesus sees you. Imagine looking into Jesus' face and really seeing Jesus. And Jesus says to you, what do you want me to do for you? What would you say? What do you want me to do for you? Lord, you ask us this question each day. You want us to speak to you heart to heart. You say to us, "What do you want me to do for you?" Help us to think about that question and to speak our own desires in response to your heart. And we ask this trusting in your love, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.